Welcome reading Phineas Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 53rd episode of our ongoing series of repaginating Phineas Wake. And Ian has selected page 588, 589, going into 590 for this session. And this is the last couple of pages of book 3, chapter 4 of book 3. And the next page begins book 4, which can be book 1. It sort of slips on one level, cycles back into book 1. So in some way, we've come to the end of the book. And this chapter is different because it focuses on a different family, supposedly the Porter family. And in the middle of the night, the husband and wife are awakened by one of their sons sort of making noises out of a nightmare. So they go check out the kid, and they settle him down, I guess. And then they go back to bed and make love, and the sex act is reflected on their window blind. And so people in the town can see them doing this. And then maybe the sun comes up and the newspaper lands on the doorstep of HCE or of somebody or the Porters. And so that's basically how this chapter ends. So here we are, page 588 in the middle paragraph, or the only paragraph in the middle, the first paragraph indented on the page. Following idly up to Sea Point, meet King Mount Shadow, the Ilk for Ichabus, whose Nagum's band, whose Hoft acquitted, welcome Marcel, how do you do? Holly Mary, Ivy said, Witcher and Wooer, Mr. Black Atkins, and your Tenapenny Trooper Twos, were you there? Was Truce of Snow,
okay.
Moon Mountain,
hold on,
Snow?
Hold on, that's where we stop. So, now, Bob's, the way Bob laid that out is exactly appropriate for how we're talking about here, but that's not. This is giving references to the end of the beginning, the part that ended so that it kind of rolls back into itself, which without the construct of time is easy to embrace. But if you get tangled up in time, it makes it more confusing because you don't know if you're coming or going. But anyway, here we go. Going idly up to the sea to see a point, meet King Mount. There we go. The Ilk for Eek. And the nation's anthem is banned. It's as though the America is kind of evaporating right before your very eyes. And then, to top it off, the Hoft-a-Hooded welcome war sail. How do you do? And then Holly Mary. Then it goes all the way down to the Hooer, figuring out. Then you have a Tanny Panny, which is a Tranny Panny trooper. That's the big old people with guns, goes into the king's house, King Mount, and kills a bunch of kids and some adults in a church. And it's like, wait a second, are we here now? And the Atkins, that this particular one, is the one who made the reference of what how this breakdown was taking place actually as a person, by name, which is crazy, the Atkins part. Okay, now you can go to Truce of Snow, Bob.
Yeah, was Truce of Snow moon-mounted snow? Or did Woken hang o'er earth in Umber Hue his Fulman bomb? Mound of cloud? Or did Pitter rain
whoa,
fall
whoa,
in
whoa,
a spring?
Whoa. We could go right along and still do great, but we don't want to lose anything. The Truce of Snow. Okay, it's April. Well, it's not even April Fool. It's the day after April's Fool. April. And you have snowstorms going all the way across the country. So once again, this banned anthem country is now getting moon-mounded snow. That means it's piled up to the moon. When you start talking about 10 and 12 feet of snow, it's unfathomable. And then did it, was there something wrong with the way the pitch of the earth, the umber hue, it's called this Fulmer bomb? There you go. Now it's coming into this new problem. when you start looking at the whole issue of what's going on with the weather patterns. And even if someone was making it up or causing it or having some kind of effect or affect on it, there's nothing that big that can control that much continually over and over and over and over. And that's what's happening here.
Number two coming, full inside. Was glimpsed the mean amount of cloud, or did pitter rain fall in a sprinkling? If the waters could speak as they flow, Tim go Tom, Paul the Bell. Izzy's busy down the dell. Miss Palo, you number one in deep humidity. Listen, misled peerless, please. You are, of course, you miss him so, too little too. Of course, my pledge between us, there's no one Noel like him here to love Arapug. It's all Kildagool fair. Tris, only trees such as these, such were those, waving there. The bark tree, the O'Brier tree, the Rowan tree, the Cornell, O'Cornell tree, the bean shrub near Windy Arbor, the Magil O'Dendron moor. Trim, all the trees in the wood, they trembled, humbled, when they heard the stop press from Dumb Day's Earwold. So there's a lot of weather talk in this paragraph.
That's all weather talk. This is all of the tornadoes going all across the south and up, going time and time again through the weekend. It's just been a mess. Like six states have national emergencies, and FEMA's about to have a nervous breakdown, and the Billy Graham crusade is talking about the Samaritan's Purse. It's out of money. It's so bad. But they do help. They do help people. So it's not a jinxy kind of a thing. So at least they have integrity, if you can call integrity that anyhow. Okay. So now all this is being undone, you see. People are trembling. All the trees in the wood, they're trembling, humbled. And they're the stop press from the doomsday earwolf. So it's almost like they've lost everything. It's not like I lost my house or a single wide trailer. It's like an entire towns are just gone in state after state after state after state. It's pretty uncanny. Okay, go ahead. And hurricane season ain't even begun yet, so it ought to be interesting.
Okay. Tis, two pretty missile tots ribboned to a tree, up rose Liberator and Fancy, they were free. Four witty missy wives, winking under hoods, made lasses like lads love maypole riding, and dotted our green with tricksome couples, 50-50, their children's 100. So childish pence took care of parents' pounds, and many made money the way in the world where rush roads to riches cross slums of lice, and the cause of it all, he forged himself ahead like a blazing urban orb, brewing treble to drown grief, giving and taking mayom and tomb, playing milliards with his three golden balls, making party capital out of landed self-interest, light on a slavey but weighty on the bourse, our hugest commercial emporialist, with his sons booing home from afar and his daughters bridling up at the side. Finner.
There you go.
Is that it? Can you call
Excellent.
Me on that?
Yeah. Sure. See, now you're going into the other side. Where you're finding out which way it's going to roll. And so now you got Pence, who's looking after what's going on and pounds the money the way the world where the rush roads. The riches cross slums. And now what happens is, this is where they were trying to drag Mike Pence into this trouble, this issue, is trying to get solved. This just goes into the politics side of all that foolishness. And it goes where the riches... Everybody's got riches and everybody's got slums of life, and it all forged themselves into this one urbandom, or urban orb, which is now turning into this thing that destroys it all. Because what happens is, say, in a province, where if you have these troubles with crime and tit and tat and taxes and everything, the rich people just move, and the poor people can't move, and they get the whole thing, so now they don't have to run anybody off. The slums take over. Because most people of mention don't choose to move into a slum. Okay? And now you go all the way down to where the milliards and three golden balls. That lets you know three golden balls is the triune aspect of how to basically find a way to make your party money out of that landed self-interest, which is what's happening now with your we call them political idiots, that are saying anything and everything just so they can get their money, their coffers filled. Because whoever's paying the money, we call it a lobbyist or whatever you want to. As long as they can say some words and get their money, then they're good. That's what they'll say. They'll do it again, and they'll say another thing, and they'll say another thing. They learned all that from Bob. Bob's pretty easy at doing that, too, but not for money. He just does it for fun because he can keep the story straight. Most people can't. So this is that weighty slavery that's got you into a nice mess. It's the hugest commercial imperialist from an imperial standpoint. And the sons of the booing home, long away, they're bridled up at his side. Thinner, which means it's almost done. You can't continue the way this is going on right now, because the Nahum and Tayam is going to blow it up. Yep. Okay.
He said thinner means almost done.
Thinner, like okay. Finish.
Now, it's interesting. His son's booing home. That's Trump's sons and then his daughters. So, it fits the picture. Okay. How did
they're bridling them up on each side. They're standing with you.
Yeah. Okay. How did he bank it up, swank it up, the whaler and the punt, a guinea by a groat, his index on the balance and such wealth into the bargain with the bogey, which he snatched in the baggage coach ahead? How did he do all that? Going okay. Forth on the prowl. You want to say something there?
No, go a little bit further so it won't be redundant.
How did he bank it up, swank it up? That's the kind of questions asked about Trump, which is partly why he's being indicted for these questions to be investigated, right? How did he get away with whatever they think he's gotten away with? Do you agree with that interpretation there?
Well, sure, that's exactly what it is, but see, if you follow it, he's done this very good. And everybody that goes against him, as we said earlier, ends up with a very bad ending. That's your guinea. That's your guinea. That's your guinea pig. Get him by the groat. All right. So what happens is everything they try to accuse him of, like they want to see his taxes. They were under audit. Blah, 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 blah. So then New York leaked all of his taxes and found out they were perfect. He paid taxes. Everything was exactly right about him. So that was going to be, everything was going to be his demise. And so far, everything that's his demise, since they started this arraignment foolishness over something that they won't even arrest murderers for in New York City, they're ready to have Trump put on a spike in front of Trump Tower and see if they could get Vlad Levinsky to come and do the honors of singing a little song, doing a little ditty on the maypole around his spiked head, if they could get away with it. But the problem of it is it's now come back into its backfiring. The backfiring is coming here. The what's going to happen is in a matter of 4 days since last Thursday, he's gone up 30 points in his opinion polls. Now, they might as well just go in and sign him up if they had an election and there were a president, he's got it. It's put him in the hopper. Now it's a few minutes until that time, of course, if everything lasts that long, but time will tell. Time will tell. We'll see how that goes. But the point of it is this problem has turned into another benefit for Trump. Trump's so confident with it, he said 2 weeks ago, they're going to arrest me, the biggest, best, wonderful, the swankiest thing from the Upper East Side, the best thing ever. I'm the GOAT of all indexees, and I got the balance sheets and the wealth of the bargain, and I got a bogey. I'm good at everything I do. I'm out, I'm about, and they're going to arrest me. Some ridiculous Trump said, look how they treated your president. They've never done that to another president. I'm the only president that's ever been arrested and arraigned. Only one. And I'm ready to fight. And please notice how wonderful I am And I want everybody to get a copy. I'll send you an email. And if you'll send me $5, I'll send you a copy of my mugshot. I'll send you a copy of my mugshot that you can put on the refrigerator to remind you that they're not after me. They're after you. The byline's all but set. They literally just put him in the races. Now meanwhile, picture it. I'm gonna speak a little outside of the boundaries here. They're gonna deliver this, but I wanna make sure I get it at this point. The Democrats want Donald Trump on the ballot at all costs. Okay? The Republicans want, Joe Biden on the stump at all costs. It's always so hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. It may be that all the Republicans vote Democrat and the Democrats vote Republican. And at this rate, if the way this is going, there's going to be 178 million votes cast on both sides. There ain't that many people voting. But well, minus Chicago. They always have a few extra ballots in Chicago. They're really good. They're good about it over there. All you need is a death certificate and you're free to vote many times as you want to. So this is that whole twisted, foolish thing about the ridiculous thing about everybody ended up being in slavery. That's what was the reference before. We don't want to mix it up, but we had to get that little part in there. Okay, buddy.
Okay, going forth on the prowl, Master Jackal, under night and creeping back, dog to hide over morning, humbly to fall and chiefly to rise, exposition of failures, through Duffy's blunders and McKenna's insurance for upper 10 and lower 5, the band played on. As one generation tells another, after the fall, first for a change of a 7 days license, he wandered out of his farmer's health and so lost his early parish life. Then, 'twas in Finland, accidentally of a sudden, 6 June-looking flame faces straggled wild out of their turns through his person-fired wicket, showing all shapes of striplings and sleepless tights. Promptly whom after, in undated times, very properly a dozen generations anterior to themselves, a main chance to burst and misflooded his fortunes, wrathing foul play over his fives court and his fine poultry yard, wherein were spared a just 2 of a feather and waiting room only. Next, upon due reflotation, up started 4 hurricane gales to smithereen his plate glass house walls, and the slate for accounts its keeper was cooking. Then came
Okay. Wait. Now that's setting aside. There's several things happening here. It's basically laying out all the disdain that's going on in America now. You got a parson fired in a wicket. You've got the striplings where the strippers are in sleepless tights, where everybody's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And this brings into the Finland, which was the reference into the different countries that are having the France having their problem and fighting over Israel and all those different places giving references of how they've misflooded his fortune. They don't say who his is. But it's foul play. And then you go into the 5 courts. That's Bob's famous 5 courts. A pentad, as it were. And now they're running around in the poultry yard looking for some nice guineas to see what they're going to do. And they're waiting room only. That means that they're deep burning down to wherever they're protesting, I guess that's the way to say, protesting. And so now they're trying to re-up everything, refloat. And now when they get started with that, get everything rebuilt, now here comes the hurricane. And everything's already gone again to smithereens. Mm-hmm. So y'all okay. Hurry up and get your towns built back so we can knock them down.
Next, upon due reflotation, up started 4 hurricane gales, the smithereen his plate glass house walls, and the slate for accounts his keeper was cooking the books there. Then came 3 boy bugle horners who counterbezzled and cross-bugled him. Later on the same evening, 2 Hussites absconded through a breach in his bylaws and left him, the infidels, to pay himself off in kind remembrances till ultimately...
There you go. Well, no, I'll get that a little bit more so it'll make it right.
Till ultimate him fell the crowning barley straw when an explosion of his distilleries Zephyr dumped all his dry goods to his most favorite sin flute and dropped him. What remains of a heptarch, leery-eyed and letterish, weeping worry-bound on his bank rump? Bank trump.
Yeah, man, the bankrupt is what it was. It's called, it's all kind of over. And you notice that once they, this one gets robbed, that one robs this one. This is like Congress and the Appropriations Committee. And then they breach their own bylaws. They leave him. They love Trump and they hate Trump. And then the infidels, they pay himself off in kind remembrances. So finally to solve it, Joe Biden gets up and says, okay, I've got it figured out. We're going to borrow our way out of debt. We'll pay ourselves off. We'll pay ourselves in kind remembrances until there's an ultimatum. And we'll even have crowning barley straw just everywhere and hope you don't blow up the distillery. That's that place in Tennessee where Jack Daniels makes the whiskey and they have the Jack Daniels, it's called a fungi. It's a virus. It's covering everything in the town, even that on point. From the death of dumped, all the dry goods. Amazing.
Right, okay. Pip-pip. Pay bear, sure and sorry, at foot of oh-ho-ho, honest policist. On Never Again by Phoenix, Warren him Lloyd, not for beaten wheat, not after Sir Joe Mead's father, thanks. They know him, the covenanter, by road at least, for a chameleon at last, in his true false heaven colors, from ultraviolet to subbred tissues. That's his last try on to march through the grand triumphal arch, his rainbow shot. Never again. How do you do that? How you do that, like Mr. Chimepiece? You got nice young pleniums. Pray paid my promissals. Want to say anything about that?
All right, now it's time to make your own positions. They're trying to figure it out what they're going to do. Because they're talking about the Lloyds, the old Lloyds of London that can't do any insurance. Because they're out of business. They're all done. And you get to Sir Joe Meade's father, is thanks. That's your Hunter Biden conundrum. They know him. He's covenanter. He's by rote. He's got a laptop. Look at that. He's got a laptop, y'all. He didn't have to wait all these years. He should just cut to this part of the week. It would have all been done. Where he's a chameleon. He changes colors, and he changes to his wife's, his dead brother's wife, and has a baby, and then doesn't like the baby, and then moves on to the next one. And every vicious, lascivious living thing that could ever be done was certainly done to a true false heaven. It is true false heaven colors. He comes back around full circle to show everything that he did, proud as punch that he got away with all this stuff, and put it in a laptop. And then dropped it off somewhere and then forgot that it belonged to the man if you can pick it up in 90 days. And then the FBI gets it for 2 years and they don't know anything. And then 50 people sign a piece of paper saying it don't exist. And now all of a sudden everything's being proven in with the SARS reports and every transaction that's been done so far. So now in his true false haven, the colors are finally becoming, shed. So it's getting, here we go. You gotta have the Rheinbolt shot. But he may be the last tyrant to march through the grand Trumpial arch.
Mm-hmm. Never again. What's the never again directed at? What's never again?
Oh, they're never going to have this, never be allowed to this happen in a democratic republic. In a democratic republic.
What's happening will never happen again.
Won't be allowed. It'll be the last one through the arch. Because it's going to be over. That whole system is going to be pitched out.
Okay. Agreed, Will Welcher. He was chug full to fixate on urn as in hiving of foxhole conningnesses, but who, hey, honey, for all values of his ladders, intergerimos, was the foremast of the firm. At folk mood hailed, at part farewelled, acquimulated, Concloud, Nua Nebob of Nephilim. After all, what followed for apprentice sake? Since the now nigh's nearing as the yitz he's hin, GB's ug kick patah, that wasn't the old man. Jaboos, putty good, this is for true a Swedish man. But Jumbluffer, Baghdad, sir, yon would be for a once over hour, all honor Christmas died, Easter man. Fourth position of solution. How, Johnny? Finest view from horizon. Tableau final. Two me see. Male and female unmask we him. Begum by gun. Begum by gun. Who now brews Oberon? Don, the nape of his name shield or scalp. Help! After having drummed all he done, hun, worked out to an inch of his core. More! Ring down! While the queen bee he stagger horn blesses her bliss for to feel her funny man's functions tag. Rumbling! Tears, tears, and tears. Rounds. End of book.
Okay. And here we go. This is the end of it. We're going down to the end of all the different problems. And all the, now go up just a little bit because we went a little bit. We should have got picked up, but we didn't care because we were trying to get the whole thing and then we can pick it apart a little bit. They may have more better questions about it. We're going to go through it. The folk mood hailed. Okay. They've all accumulated the cloud. And open out Nebob of Nephilim. He's lined up there trying to take care of all the details for the apprentice's sake. That's your Trump reference of the apprentice. And now they're all nearing the heebie-jeebies and CKLN and Uck and Kick and Pack and Tack and Rack. It's an ill man. They're all mad now because they don't know what to do. They need a nice sweetish man. Sweetish man. You can imagine what that's going to be like. And now, then they're going to blunder, and they're going to try to get them a Baghdad battery, because they ain't got no electricity, because the honored, crisp, messed-out Easter man, that the day is Palm Sunday, so make sure y'all have a lot of palms today, or Palm Sunday, and then Easter damn day, Easter man day, that's going to come the next Sunday. So this becomes the fourth solution of the positions of solution, not the fifth. There's one left. The finest view from the horizon. The tableau is final. They see the male and the female unmasked, the him, the gim, and them, and guineas. That means they don't know if they are boys or girls or boys, and they can't get that all worked out, and they don't know how to figure it out. So it's kind of like, we don't know what to say. And Finn didn't know how to say it, and James Joyce certainly didn't know how to say it, because he's like, that's the craziest thing you ever heard in your life. How do you not know the nape of your name by the nape of your scalp? For Pete's sake, help! 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 They've been drummed. All you done, hun. Hun. Done, hun. Mr. Hun. Hello, Mr. Hun. Hey, honey. Honey, Mr. Honey. Mr. Honey, you working out? You got an inch to the core. Bless your heart. That's an inch. I guess that's more than a lot of folks got. Ring it down. And then the queen bee. Oh, now we're going to have drag shows for the little cheering. In the thing, drag shows will be for the queen bee, of course. They're going to stagger horn the blessed of the bliss. They got to find the funny man's function and laugh about it. Now there's some rumbling, and then you see the curtain coming down on the back, and it's tears, 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 and then they call for one more round, the last round for before the TKO. Made it for Easter. Made it just in time for Easter, Bob.
Excellent. All right, so we'll unmute the audience so that they can join in. Unmute all.
All participants are now unmuted.
The insights come flooding under the microphone. Begin.
I don't know if it's just me or it seemed more dense. Ion's commentary was thicker than even normal.
Yes.
He had it easy, though. There were so many words he could use that fitted into this repagination.
Well, this is the end of the story. There's no reason to be coy now. It's just, the jig's up. The jig's up.
Ion, the bottom of 588, two pretty missile tots ribboned to a tree up rose, liberator, and fancy they were free. Mm-hmm. Can you define what that is?
Sure. That's easy. They're laying out the details. Missile tots. This is where they're running little kids up. Missile tots. Oh. Missile tots. Child pirating? No, we don't even know what it is. Child selling children into the world. And that's why all the little ones are welcome to cross the border. They put them in a special place. Put them on the auction first.
Mm-hmm. They were free crossing the border.
Yeah, because they wanted them for, they wanted them to be tied up to a tree and liberators. And the fancy ones, they got to be free. Mm. I mean, they were the top right.
Next comment. Brent.
Hi, Bob.
Are you following this?
Yes, I actually am. Ion, what does it mean that Joe Need's father is by rote?
What line are you
in? He pitches and catches.
What line are you talking? Speak louder, please.
Page 590 at the top, Joe Need's father, which is Hunter Biden, and I asked, what does it mean that he is by rote?
He is pitches and catches, what we said.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't find the words you said. Can't make out what the words you said. I'm at the top. What are the words?
By rote.
Well, what line? Give us a line number.
Does it have? I don't see a line number here.
You count for yourself.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Four from the pet pet. It's easier. The paragraph.
Yeah, Ian's right. Four from the pet pet.
So what are the words?
They know Joey's him. Father, they know him, rote. The coveter, by rote.
All right, so you're asking, what about that, Brent?
What does that mean? He knows that Coventer is Hunter Biden, but he wants to know what by rote means, at least. And that means that he's pitching and catching. He likes boys and girls, and those that don't know the difference.
And Ian, on the next line, ultraviolet to sub-red, is the sub-red the sub-reddit?
Yes. It is. It is. And the ultraviolet is what they, when they're looking for DNA, they always put the ultraviolet light so they can expose where there's any body fluids floating about. Ultraviolet. It's electric. It's electric. They're doing the electric side.
Now, are you talking about subreddit, the forum?
Yes.
Yeah. That seems a little far-fetched,
they save it when they do the tissues. The tissues go the threads. The tissues, the threads, it makes it fit because it lays into the storyline. Because if you woke up one day and you told the story about the senator for 100 years, the vice president for 8 years, the president for 30 or 40 minutes now, going through that somebody had this blow by blow by blow by blow by blow, every listed detail that could ever be told, and said, here we go, they would laugh you off the stage. It would absolutely be the most hysterical thing that's ever been hysterically said. And that blow by blow, and then they announce it, and they said, oh, that's Russian disinformation, and then all of a sudden, bam, well, yeah, it is my laptop, goddammit, it is my laptop, and I did that, I did everyone, and I'm proud of it. Not none of y'all got stamina to hold up like I've held up. I've gone through a whole lot of money here. Yeah. You can't make it up.
Nick?
Page 589, 10 lines up from the bottom, Ion. Five's court. You said that's Bob's five courts? Does that just map to the five bodies?
It is the five bodies, but only four are being used, because it goes down a little further that this is the fourth. There's one more body, and of course you know which body that is. Not everybody else would, but we're not trying to mix the spirits, we're just trying to show you how this fits in the Dobbs
family. That's me, Dobbs.
Okay.
There's another Dobbs term one for you here, Ron. This is on 588 and four lines down. Mr. Black Atkins, I can't help thinking that's black napkins. And,
no.
And from that, from the Zappa album, how about Chunker's Revenge? The Lord's Day Revenge coming up.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, but it didn't have anything to do with the, but I would, well, we call black napkins a different name. It's how we rep. We call it a little differently, but you know, it's just reasonably enough. But anyway, no, that comes into the actor that's actually doing the, that's actually doing the stuff now. That the name actually matches in the investigation.
Who would Atkins be, the shooter?
No, the one that's investigating it.
Ah, Atkins is investigating the transgendered shooting.
And the details, the hair for.
Yeah, all right.
And just a few lines down from that, it says, number two coming. That sounds about right, Iron.
That's right. We've already had a half a dozen, so another one kind of comes in. Because they're basically becoming self-martyrs. You think? Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Next. Bert, you're going to have to something. Okay, Phil, go ahead.
I've got another one halfway down, 589, that caught my eye. Through Duffy's blunders. It wouldn't be Al Duffy, would it?
No.
Duffel bag.
No. No, because you don't, that's too weighty. That'd be all folks. Duh, that's all folks. No, this is that position where you're having all these different, I'm gonna put you under investigation. Okay, you're under investigation. No, I'm gonna put you under investigation. No, where Hannity used to talk about, you're a great American. No, you're a great American. No, you're, instead of becoming a great American, you're under federal investigation. No, you're under federal investigation. No, you're under federal investigation. They're starting to investigate themselves, and they're both being found guilty. They're from themselves. Crazy thing. Well, I didn't mean to kill him. It was alright. I mean, you know, things happen. It sounds ridiculous, but it comes into this. How many investigations can you investigate to not do anything to anybody? Unless you have one misdemeanor in New York City, and then you go into the chain gang. It's pretty fun. Because the reason this has become a big deal is because it's gotten so absolutely ridiculous, and that's why Bob is laughing himself to death. Because it's so funny, because that's what's really happening. Because you couldn't prove it. Even in Nixon's days, you couldn't come up with this. And what Bob knows more about, well, there was another dean involved back in Watergate. That's another conversation. Bob could tell you all about that. But anyhow, that didn't even turn into anything. And then Nixon got pardoned before he ever got charged. Okay, maybe Trump could become president and pardon himself. And then Biden could plead no contest under mental imbecility, early onset mental imbecility. And he could say, well, he'd just go to the funny farm and have a nice life.
Can you hear me?
Bert's been flummoxed. He's bamboozled by this session. Yeah. He can't come up with anything, Bert.
Bob, I let off. I let off with the two pretty missile tots.
He let off.
Oh, well, that was a good start. You got a finish.
Okay, nine lines up from bottom of 588. Since Alan Rogue loved Arapo, it's all killer doll, all fair. Ian, can you explain what that is?
Okay, this is the rogue position. The rogue position is killing off the kill dough fair. They're taking dough, money, and they're killing it. meaning the House and the Senate are trying to kill the doe all spare, and it's a tryst. They're cutting down all the trees to print money just as fast as they can on the bark of tree. Money don't grow on trees, but you can make money out of trees and cotton.
Is Alan Rogue a person? Is Alan Rogue a person that loved Aripo?
It represents the Senate.
Senate, okay.
The House and the Senate. Alan Rogue and Alan Pogue.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Basically. And they love each other till they kill all the dough. They kill all the dough, and all of a sudden it's that's fair. We killed all the money. Okay, we only had enough trees to kill most of it. The rest of y'all just have to wait till we can grow some more trees. So we can print some more money so we can get rid of that too. Ain't enough trees on the planet to print the amount of money that you've already spent that you don't got the money for. So, oh well, it's okay. No problem. We'll get more. We'll get more. Trim, trim, trim. We'll get some more. We'll get some more wood.
Okay, Gene, you wanted to say something?
This may have been asked before, but was Joyce aware of what he was writing? When he was writing this, did he know these characters? Did he know the future?
Does absence-induced comas count for an sense of knowing?
Absence. A-B-S-I-N-T-H-E.
Did it make him aware? Did it assist in his awareness of what he was writing?
No, he just wrote it. Because he was trying to write something, so he just wrote it. And kind of found out he's like Nostradamus. He didn't know how proper he were. He were that smart.
He were.
Then, not necessarily now. He were that smart.
So was it like...
When's the were, Ian? When?
He did when. Where? Then. Back then. The where. The where. Not he knew... He knew the backstage in the past tense then, which is for now.
Where is then and now? That's the where. Okay, was it like auto writing? Did the aliens use him?
No,
write
he had
through?
To write. He had to write. He had to write. He didn't know what he was writing because if you studied him, which you sort of have, you notice he didn't approve of his own work. And he was just trying to, he'd already been paid the balance. And he was drunk on his ass most of the time. He didn't know where the hell he was going. So he just had to write stuff. And he had to get his money's worth. So he had to do it. He said it was the worst thing he ever done. And he still never did. So when he got to the end of the book, he wrote another chapter to write some more words because he thought he was going to get paid for the word. So he looped the thing back in. So we go right back to the first chapter from the end of the book.
To make it look like he wrote some new stuff.
Yeah. And actually, okay, now you're reminding me, he wrote...
And if you're not buffaloed by the first three chapters, wait till you get to the first chapter. Wait, yeah, third, fourth, wait. Yeah, if you get... Never mind.
Okay. Well, and actually, he wrote articles over time and then put them all together. And made a famous
book.
And then,
when he was going to go get them printed, he dropped the pages and they all went
and he didn't bother,
and paid the right page numbers on it, so that's what you got. But lucky for Bob, we're going to get it straightened out. Yeah. But here we go, Bob.
I met the guy when he was young, so I owed it to him. Yeah, I'll fix this.
Oh, precious.
Hey, Ian, it seems like Finnegan's Wake is to the language center of the brain, but the magic eye is to the eye. Do you agree?
Maybe. No. Yes, but we don't agree with magic eye either. So, nothing wrong with that. The good news is, the point is, the reality is it saying the way, it's like what they call speak, ONG, what's the BFD? That's not language either.
So those courtal precepts that you're writing into just flow with, like, you know, the thing where you, that only the first and the last letter of the word has to be there and you can read it, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
It's kind of like that. Kind of like that. You don't know how you're able to read.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. That was pretty good.
Okay. You talked about the five bodies. And then you said, this is the fourth. And on the last page, on 590, I don't know, about 10 lines up, it says fourth position of solution.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say that Bob was the fourth position of solution?
No. We said that was the fourth body of the five. They speak of the five bodies, referencing them all, and this particular part is the fourth body.
And what's it, what solution is it referring to? Solution of what? What does it solve?
Mechanical position of the five body model. Synthetic scale.
This book is a proof of my chart. That's how the next page begins. You look on six lines from the bottom.
Page,
look at this.
Wait, Bob, before you say that, tell him that this leads them into the big note.
Yes, this comes into Zappa's big note.
Oh, okay.
You look on 593, the beginning of book four, which becomes book one, six lines from the bottom, it says, a hand from the cloud emerges holding a chart expanded.
Where's that?
Big note.
Six lines from the bottom, 593.
Oh, got it. Okay. So,
how cool for school is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it ends in the fourth position, in the fourth body. It ends.
No. Yeah. Okay. You'll have to, this, not on this time, but you'll have to study, the five bodies. It'll help you. You can get a grasp on that. It'll be good.
All right.
It'll be good.
Always.
And you might have to go to the McLuhan quadrant and see if they can help straighten out some things too. Not good on diction, but hyperbole is strong in the McLuhan quadrant.
Yeah, there's four evangelists, televangelists in the wake, and each one represents a whole corpus of knowledge and this and that. So the fourth one is Johnny. And fourth position of solution, how Johnny? Like, we've heard a lot from Johnny. We know his style. And then the fourth one is in his style. It's really Johnny. How Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
And so it sums up the four evangelists, which is Lyndon LaRouche, Marshall McLuhan, William Irwin Thompson, and Arthur Croker, who replay Ezra Pound, Wyndham Lewis, T.S. Eliot, and Yeats. W.B. Yeats.
It should have been Lewis Carroll, but that got overlooked when the Herbert W. Armstrong movement failed.
Well, the Lewis Carroll is in the fifth. That's the Dobbstown section.
That's true.
Joyce.
That's true. That's coming.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much. This has been...